Now, you know, there are two kinds of peaches, and in one of them, the meat
comes away. Yeah, it wants to throw that. We used to have all that.
Well, now, what do you call the one that the meat
flips off?
Yeah.
Soft peaches.
That'd be all right. And what about the one that whose meat sticks to the seed? A soft peach, it comes loose.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if it sticks, what would you call it?
A hard peach, right?
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans that don't have to be shelled. Just eat the hull and all?
Uh-huh.
Just beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, I'd say peas.
All right. Let's see, can you think of any particular kinds of beans that you have to shell?
Black eye, you have to shell black eye.
All right. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Tops of turnips or beets. Top of beets.
Uh-huh, or turnips. Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Shucked and cooked and eaten with your rosemeal.
Yeah, that's good too. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Yeah, I know. They runs in my flower garden up here, but I can't. Ground squirrel.
Fine. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything besides a polecat?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground? And some live on land and some live in the water.
Frog.
Okay. Now, would a frog live on land or water?
Both places.
Both.
It's water frogs and land frogs.
Okay.
One stays around my spigot here sometime now. That's the ground frog.
Uh-huh. What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees, little teeny tiny ones.
Squirrel.
Now this is a small kind of frog. But it's instead of being that big, they're sometimes about that big, and they live up in trees.
Living trees. Uh-huh. I don't know as many trees I got around here. Well, I don't believe I can get it.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Baits.
Okay. And what do you call those real big worms that are used sometimes? Big fat ones.
Worms.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Do you fish much?
I don't fish, honey. My son got two ponds over here, and he one right down here up yonder. But I don't fish.
I don't guess you have too much occasion to have much to do with worms, then. Do
I sure don't.
Well, now, what are the worms like around here? Do they have those long skinny worms?
These we dig out the ground.
Great big long ones.
That's right. You know, sometimes folks go fishing, they go to the lot and dig them out.
Uh-huh.
Call them baits.
Uh-huh.
But now they